Blog Talk Radio. on, Johnny, say something to me. Welcome to a new episode of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I'm glad you have joined us tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gospel Gold is the only program on the air that is designed for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. It is gospel music, the traditional gospel music that we feature on this program. We believe that it all began in Africa, and all the greatest gifts that Africa gave to the world, one of them was religion with rhythm. It is rhythm that drives our music. It is rhythm. It was work songs and field hollows. These were the first sounds that our people made upon these American shores. And from work songs and field hollows came spirituals. Spirituals came gospel. Blues, jazz, rock and roll, even rap that we have today. We believe that all of our music that we produced on these American shores, the music that has helped the great and powerful people to overcome the adversities that they had to face, has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. And that is our format here at Gospel Gold. We are designed specifically for that purpose. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This program is designed for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We get into the history of gospel music. We talk about the gospel artists. We go into the history of that. Every Monday night at 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio, we celebrate Black history right here at Gospel Gold. So we thank you for joining us each night here on Monday night to be a part of the Gospel Gold community. We invite you to go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and share that others will be able to know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night. You can also leave your comments there on the Gospel Gold page. We'll talk more about that when we come into our program tonight. Before we start our program, we always start with prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be said tonight or something be played tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. We have a great program tonight. Our program theme is Gospel in the Clouds. We are featuring the gospel, great gospel group, the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We did a feature on them a year or so ago, but we were talking about the Black recording labels at that time. And so we did feature some of their music, but we didn't go into the history of that great gospel group. So I wanted to come back this season and do a feature on the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We're going to be talking about them, and we're going to be talking about the history of Mighty Clouds of Joy. We'll be listening to some of the music as well. We'll come right back. Here is New Chosen Disciples with Determine. It's Quartet Night on Gospel Gold.
To go wanna see your face.
Chosen Disciples, relatively new group still doing the traditional gospel style. We thank God for that. We are live in the studio tonight. If you'd like to call in, you can. You can speak to us directly in the studio. That number is 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. We'll be very glad to speak with you tonight. As I said, tonight is quartet night, and we had done many quartets on this program. We have featured many of them, and I went back into the archives, and I began to realize that even though we had covered a lot of the quartets, we had not covered the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We did a segment, I think last season or so, where there was a we played a piece of a documentary about the Mighty Clouds of Joy. It was part of a documentary, Amen, I think it was called. And I played a piece of that, but I did not feature the Mighty Clouds of Joy. We were talking also about the black recording labels in those early days, and we were talking about the artists and how they got their residual from those labels. But anyway, tonight I wanted to come back and I wanted to feature this great group called the Mighty Clouds of Joy, affectionately known as the Clouds. The Mighty Clouds of Joy carried the torch for the traditional quartet style through an era that dominated by solo acts and choirs, pioneering a distinctive sound that covered time and gained acceptance, even among gospel purists. They push spiritual music in new and unexpected directions. They even scored a major disco hit. The Mighty Clouds of Joy was formed in Los Angeles, California, 1959, by schoolmates Jola Gunn, Johnny Martin, while they were still teenagers. The original group, which also included Leon Polk, Richard Wallace, brothers Emmett and Elmo Franklin, made their recording debut in 1960 with Steal Away to Jesus. This was recorded on the Peacock label. Their debut album, Family Circle, arrived a year later. In the years that followed, the Mighty Clouds joined the ranks of some of the greatest gospel artists. And when one would go to a Mighty Clouds of Joy program, they would always say that they had a great time and the Spirit of the Lord was in the house. I'm going to feature some of the great sounds of this group because I want us to not forget the immense impact they had on the gospel recording industry. Tonight, the Mighty Clouds of Joy on Gospel Gold.
Jesus is real. Oh yes, he is. You know, Jesus, the man is real, real. And listen, you know that so many people died.
Mighty Clouds of Joy was formed in Los Angeles, California, but it wasn't until 1961, as the group became famous, they added drums, bass, keyboards to the standard guitar backup, and they developed a distinctive sound that split the difference between gospel, rhythm, and blues. In a break from tradition, the group's sound incorporated soul, R&B, R&B, and rock, all of which flourished into their musical mix. One of their greatest hits and earliest hits was produced by Gamble and Huff. This was done without diluting the essential religious essence of their material. Unlike other gospel groups, its members dressed stylish. They used the same tailor as the Temptations. They also incorporated choreography in their act, thus not realizing that they were setting a standard and paving a way for future gospel groups. This would happen for decades to come. They became one of the most influential gospel groups in the United States. The long-lived group flourished throughout the rest of the 20th century, scoring numerous Grammy Awards and nominations, as well as several hit albums along the way. The Mighty Clouds of Joy developed a fan base much like soul and pop artists and R&B groups. They even played the Apollo Theater, and there was even an appearance on Soul Train. The Mighty Clouds of Joy have been a staple in the gospel field.
Sometimes I think about what the end is going to be. But I want the church to know tonight I'm not gonna turn around. I've been on this journey for 36 years. And I'm not tired yet. In fact, we're gonna sing a song in a few minutes that said I don't feel no ways tired. But every time somebody asks me and say, what you gonna do after 36 years? Where are you going from here? You know what I tell them? I believe I run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
Believe I run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I'm gonna run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I gotta run on.
See what the end is gonna be.
I'm gonna run on, y'all.
See what the end is gonna be.
I gotta run on.
the mighty clouds of joy on Gospel Gold tonight. I mentioned earlier about the Facebook page. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there. Hit the like button. Don't forget to share. On that Facebook page, you'll find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find the link each week for the program. Gospel Gold is archived, so each week the link will change each week. Each program has its separate link. That's what I'm trying to say. Each program has its separate link. So you have to go to the Facebook page each week to find the link for that particular program. You can go back into the Facebook page, and you can go and you can listen to some of the programs that we have done earlier last year, and you can hear some of the programs we have done this year. This is, I think, the third edition of the new season of 2021, and we are so glad that we were able to come back again this year with a new season of Gospel Gold. Gospel Gold is sponsored in part by Faith That Lives Ministry and by supporters like you. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App starts with the $ Gospel Gold, one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. The $ Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold at any time. We thank God for all of you who have already supported Gospel Gold. Many of you have done so. You did so last year, and we thank God for those of you who are continuing to do so this year. We're dealing and talking about, it's quartet night, and we're talking about the mighty clouds of joy. One thing about them, more importantly, they were the first group to add the bass and the drum and the keyboards to the standard quartet accompaniment of guitar. That resulted in a traditional sound that appeared to younger listeners as well. This so much so that, in fact, the Clouds became the first gospel act ever to appear on Soul Train, where they performed their smash Mighty High. Their crossover success continued with opening slots for secular pop artists, including Marvin Gaye, the Rolling Stones, Paul Simon, whom the group backed during a month-long stint at the Madison Square Garden. While lineup changed during the years, the Mighty Clouds of Joy throughout their career remained active in the new millennium. In addition to the co-founders, Lagun and Wallace, their latter-day singers include Michael McCowan, Wilbert Williams, Johnny Valentine, and Ron Staples. As the years advanced, Lagun took on a more supportive role with lead vocals that were performed by the earlier lead vocalist, Paul Beasley. Joe Lagun died in December of 2016 at the age of 80 years old. And so tonight, as we come to the final part of our program, we wanted to feature that great hit by the Mighty Clouds of Joy, I've Been in the Storm Too Long.
I've been in the storm too long. Lord, too long. I've been in the storm too long. Lord, too long. Lord,
have a little more time. I need a little more time to pray. I've been in the storm too long. Thank you.
We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or in a one-hour program, but each week we come to bring to you the very best in traditional African-American gospel music. We know that this is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. Gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey of joy divine, and a triumphant victory in God that comes from deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. The greatest melodies and the greatest songs have been given to this world, and indeed to the whole nation, comes through the African-American experience. It is through these songs that we express ourselves. It is through these songs that we speak about our adversities that we have overcome. It is through these songs that we let the world know of our experiences on these American shores.
One of these mornings, it won't be long. You'll look for me, and I'll be gone.
Oh,
Well, beloved, our time is about up. We thank you for yours. Pray that you have enjoyed our program tonight. Don't forget to tell somebody about Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to go to our Facebook page. You can go there. You can leave your comments there. If you have suggestions for an upcoming program, or if you have information on the history of traditional African-American gospel groups you would like to share with us, you can also email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also contact us through our Facebook page, and you too can be a supporter of Gospel Gold. Our Cash App is the $ Gospel Gold, one word, the two G's are capital. We invite you to come back next week with a new edition of Gospel Gold. We're here every Monday night, and we're here to make sure that we are on the music for the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We're going to go home tonight with another selection by the New Chosen Disciples. I pray that you will have a good week, that you will allow your spirit to soar, that sometime during this week you will just stop and just give God the praise. Beloved, we're living in a very dangerous time. God has proven over and over again that he will bring us through adversity. All the things that we have gone through, God has not failed us yet. So as long as we keep our hand in God's hand, give him the praise. Regardless of what we are going through, if we do that, if we give him the honor and the praise, he will surely give us the victory. Have a great week, and we'll see you next week on Gospel Gold.
Y'all.